The famed French chemist Marie Curie once traveled all the way to a tiny town in Colorado for a gram of radium. That town later supplied uranium for nuclear weapons during the Manhattan Project and the Cold War. In 1986, Uravan, Colorado, was declared a Superfund site, too toxic for humans. That has not kept former residents from going back every year. Dan Boyce, with the public media collaboration Inside Energy, has the story.
It's after hours in the dark main room of the Rimrocker Historical Society. Jane Thompson is showing off what put this area on the map. This Geiger counter is clicking because of the radioactive yellow rock in an antique jar close by.
It's got uranium, vanadium, and radium in it.
Thompson is president of the Historical Society, and she also helped spearhead the annual event some 15 minutes up the road, a reunion picnic at the site of her hometown.
Hello, Uravan!
A few dozen people have gathered under trees and canopies in an otherwise hot, empty field on this late summer day.
The things that happened here were very important.
Pride is just spilling from former residents of this little mining company town as they dish up pulled pork and baked beans.
And even though the town is gone, we feel like that history of those people need to be kept.
And this place is completely gone. Not just the mill where those yellow rocks were processed into so-called yellow cake uranium ore. Literally everything.
Every house, every tree.
The swimming pool, the rec center.
Everything was dug up, shredded, and buried in a big hole on top of the hill.
Decades of mining left Uravan contaminated with radioactive chemicals and heavy metals. When the EPA declared it a Superfund site, it ordered the mining company to start clearing away the entire town. Today, you just see the bottom of a crumbling sandstone river valley.
I didn't know it was dangerous. I didn't know it'd hurt you.
91-year-old Larry Cooper sits in a camping chair, wearing suspenders and breathing with the help of an oxygen tank. He worked in the mill and mines around Uravan starting in the 50s, and his health suffered.
I got cancer. I lost half of my lung on the right side.
Registered nurse Joanna Godwin is here with a nonprofit called Nuclear Care Partners. They provide free health care through the Department of Labor for medical issues traced back to the mining of radioactive materials. She says it's very common for Uravan workers.
We've had people with skin cancers. Pulmonary things are very prevalent. You know, it's a whole array of things.
The EPA declared the cleanup of Uravan complete in 2008 after two decades of work. But it's keeping this empty field on its national priority Superfund list, saying it needs further investigation and study. Jane Thompson thinks the federal government will somehow be involved in Uravan forever. Still, she wants to keep having these annual reunion picnics, where the real star of the show is the dessert.
I want you all to make sure you get over here and get a picture of yourself with the yellow cake.
An actual yellow cake with yellow frosting and black radioactive signs on top. Uravan residents may have lost their town, but not their sense of humor. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce.
That story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration that focuses on America's energy issues.